But first this hour, Maricopa County has released an independent report that looks at Election Day processes and concerns. Many of those concerns come from what happened on primary day in August when a number of polling places experienced problems. The consulting firm hired to conduct the review examined how the recorder's office is doing in terms of making Election Day run smoothly. And here to talk about what this independent report recommends is Maricopa County Recorder Adrian Fontes. Mr. Fontes, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
We're doing well. So let's talk about one of the things that this report talked about, which is the setup of polling places and making sure it is done in enough time, and talks about how some you could sort of get into much ahead of time, you know, a few days ahead of time, and the majority of them would be done by the end of the day today. So how are you doing in terms of getting these 500 plus polling places ready to go for tomorrow?
Yeah, well, we're doing actually really well. Dispatch is ongoing as we speak today. We've got almost all of the equipment delivery has been taken care of. And I'd give you a number, but it's updating basically minute by minute. So we're on track to make sure that we've got everything set up and good to go for voters tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
How critical is it that everything is set up today so that you can test equipment and troubleshoot problems and sort of anticipate to the extent that you possibly can when you're dealing with technology where the issues might crop up?
I mean, look, that's just the way that this size of operation has to go. We've got to get everything set up. We've got to get everything tested. And we're well on our way to doing that this afternoon. So, well, today during the morning and then this afternoon as well. The other good thing is that we've got all of our facilities opening at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning, which is a half hour earlier than we did in August, which is great. That's not for voters. Voters can come in at 6 to vote, but that 5 a.m. opening time is going to give our staff an extra half hour to troubleshoot and do any last-second testing that's necessary.
Now, a big change that you decided to make for the general election as opposed to the primary was not going with a contractor and basically doing things in-house. And the report talks about how you were planning on staffing polling places. And as of last week, there were still a decent number of open positions in terms of the different roles that people would have. How close are you to filling all of those?
Well, I think the last number that I saw was either Wednesday or Thursday. We were, we were about a dozen shy. We filled all of that up. And actually, we're in a position right now that's only a little uncomfortable because we've got a lot of extra folks that have shown up. And so we're finding work for them right now. And pushing resources around the valley to make sure that we get everything set up. So as far as staffing is concerned, we're in great shape. And as far as training is concerned, this weekend we had some really phenomenal training, and our folks are out in the field right now setting up for tomorrow's election.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about training, because obviously when you're bringing in a bunch of new people to do kind of specialized work, there's always a concern about whether they really know what they're doing. It sounds like you're confident that your folks know what they're doing.
You know, interestingly, particularly those auditors that I'm sure you're going to want to talk about that report, they actually said that the new Sitebook check-in systems were easier to set up than the Insights that we've been using for a couple decades here in Maricopa County. So we're really excited about the easier process that we've put on the table, the better training that we've put out there, and some of the other things that we've improved for our folks. So I think we're going to be in great shape.
Mr. Fontes, I know that turnout is supposed to be maybe record turnout tomorrow. Lots of people have voted early, obviously, and you're probably already in the process of working on those ballots. But how much could increased turnout affect things tomorrow? Are we expecting to see some lines?
Well, we're definitely expecting and hoping for very, very high turnout. And if we do see lines, it's a good sign that Americans are engaged and our civic society is healthy. But let's not forget, a lot of these polling places that are set up in precincts, you know, they're limited to the number of people who are actually, A, assigned there, and, B, haven't voted already, because lots and lots and lots of our voters have already voted in the early part of the election. So we've taken all of those factors into account as we distribute our resources around Maricopa County. We're excited about it, and, you know, we're excited about pushing out those line monitoring systems that we've engaged for this election.
Last week, you put out a Facebook video talking about voter disinformation. I'm wondering what specifically you've been seeing that caused you to raise this alarm.
Well, there's a variety of things that we've seen. For example, we saw a postcard that had the wrong election day on it. We've seen some tweets and some Facebook things. We've seen some text messages going out to groups of voters with disinformation on it. And look, every single one of these is a concern to us. The election systems in America have been deemed part of our critical infrastructure as a nation. And so we are coupling with federal, state, and local law enforcement agents to make sure we cover the three main areas and react to them in every instance. Number one is any potential crimes that may be occurring, which include election crimes. Number two is terrorism and watching carefully with that anti-terrorism vein in mind. And number three, we're paying close attention to voter suppression. And so this is a little bit different. All across the nation, there are election administrators who are paying attention to these in partnership with our federal, state, and local law enforcement and anti-terrorism agencies. So there's going to be just a little bit of a different posture, but we're paying close attention to disinformation as that is part of the overall election protection plan.
All right. That's Maricopa County Recorder Adrian Fontes. Mr. Fontes, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much. Have a great day, and we'll see you at the polls tomorrow.